You'll never go wrong praising the Lord. Matter of fact, if you just sit around and start thinking about all the good things He's done and praising Him for all the good things, your attitude will change. Start realizing who He is. Brother Stephen talked about that this morning in Sunday school, just giving Him adoration and begin to think about all the things He's done and praising Him and thanking Him. And by the time you get done with it, you almost forgot about the thing you were complaining about. Matthew chapter 16 this morning. The next two Sundays, Lord willing, will be on this same subject. It's just going to be a continuation next week. And this is more of a Bible study than a message, I guess, but I'll be preaching as I go through here. But we're going to look at a lot of Scripture. And I'm going to do something that I believe as a pastor I'm supposed to do when it comes to what's going on in society. There's a lot of things going on in the end times. We know that's where we are. We hear about it all the time. And we see what's going on in society. And the world is going to do what the world's going to do. There's going to be a shooting in Birmingham every night. There's going to be awful things taking place to people, to children, to elderly. I mean, it's happening all over the place. It's wickedness on every hand. That stuff's going to happen. We know it. It's been going on for a while. It is amplifying. It seems to me like the gates of hell have been opened up in this world, and every demon and devil that is down there has been unleashed on this world. It's almost as if the devil knows that Jesus is coming soon. We know those things are going to take place, and the Bible has plenty to say about it. But there's another aspect to the end times and the end days that I want to talk about for the next 2 weeks. And I'm going to say some things that are not popular. They're, a matter of fact, it's really looked down on, but it's Bible. And as a pastor, I need to talk about some of these things. And it's and what I want to talk about for the next few weeks is spiritual deception. Spiritual deception. I'm going to title the next 2 weeks Discerning the Times. And I want to talk this morning about discerning the deception. And I'm not talking about the lost world. They're going to do what they're going to do. I'm talking about the deception that's creeped into the churches. Now listen, I'm going to say some things that might go, I know they'll go against popular belief. They may even go against some of the ideas that you have about what's going on in churches and going on at universities all over the country. And listen, I pray that people get saved. I would love to know that people got saved and that maybe they even got right with God. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to get through all this. We're going to look at a lot of verses. Keep your Bible open. And we're going to move through a lot of Scripture the next 2 weeks. But I want to tell you right off the onset of this message, the next 2 weeks, if it's not scriptural, it's not of God. Amen. That's what I'm going to start with. And we're going to go through here. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And listen, I feel like I need to clarify this. I know there's some that maybe even sitting in here had good warm feelings about some of the stuff going on. And this is not an attack against you. We just want to look at Scripture and see what I'm not apologizing for what I'm about to preach by any means. But I'm not out to hurt anybody. I'm not out to hurt anybody. And I'm going to show you that even God's people, the Jews, are going to be deceived. I'm just warning of the deception. So when you get the warm, fuzzy feelings about what's going on, just know that the Bible warns us and talks about this, and we get an opportunity to get our focus back on Christ and not on the feelings and what's going on. All right, I'm not out to hurt anybody. I'm not apologizing for what I'm about to preach, but I don't want to hurt anybody. I really don't. I want to be a help. And as a pastor of a church, I'm supposed to do this. All right. So this is a little bit different the next 2 weeks. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him, Christ, that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left and departed. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for loving us. Father, I thank you for being a great God and a great Savior. Father, we heard this morning of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and how he leads us and guides us and helps us, Lord, understand the Scripture. Father, I pray that you do that for us again this morning. Lord, as I stated, Father, you know I don't want to hurt anybody, God. I want your word to speak to us this morning. We want to please you in our response to Scripture. And Father, I pray, God, that you'd help me to say everything I need to say and nothing that I do not need to say this morning. And I pray that most of all, you're pleased with everything that's said and done. We thank you for the songs, Lord. We thank you, God, Father, for the praise we just heard about, sung about. And Lord, how over and over again, God, as that man dipped seven times, Lord, you're trying to do something in our heart and lives. And we're thankful for that. Pray, God, you continue to do that and speak to us this morning through this message, through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christ here in our text has Pharisees and Sadducees that are coming to him, and they want a sign. Now the Jews, the Bible tells us, the Jews require a sign. That's what they're looking for. Well, these Pharisees and Sadducees were not just looking for a specific sign necessarily from Christ. They were trying to tempt Christ. They were trying to tempt him. And he tells them there that they can discern the weather, but they can't not discern the sign of the times. And I believe we're living in a day today where God's people are struggling to discern the signs of the times. Again, all the wickedness, all the Satan worship that goes on during the Super Bowl show and on the Grammys, that is evident to every single person. But the spiritual deception is one that is harder to recognize what's of God and what's not of God. And as a child of God, as Bible believers, we should be able to discern the deception, discern the times. That word discern means to see, to look, to inspect, to perceive, to consider, to distinguish, to see the difference between two or more things. Listen, the definition that I got for this was from a Bible dictionary about the word that's in here, and also from the Webster's 1828, the year of 1828. One of the definitions is to discriminate. If you're going to have some discernment, you're going to have to discriminate. That's a buzzword. That's a word that scares people. You talk about discrimination, they automatically go to hate speech. But that's not exactly what it means. Discriminate is the same as discernment almost. It's to distinguish between two things. That's what the word means. To discover by intellect. To distinguish. To judge. A righteous man judgeth all things. The scriptures that everybody knows is, judge not lest you be judged. Everybody wants to quote that one. But if you understand the context of Scripture, it's you don't judge somebody for something you're doing. A spiritual man judgeth all things. Hold your place here in Matthew. Go to the book of Hebrews. We're going to turn to some Scripture, and I'm going to go as quick as I can, and we'll have to stop and pick it up next week at some point. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. To discern. Look, to inspect, to distinguish, to discriminate, to judge. You're looking at something and you're trying to choose between evil and bad. Solomon, when God came to him and said, anything you want, you tell me and I'll give it to you. He said, I want the wisdom to discern between good and evil. The wisdom to make a decision between two things. And that's what we're asking the Lord to give us, some discernment in what's going on out there to make the right decision. And I'm thankful that I don't have to come up with it on my own. The Bible tells me exactly what to do and how to do it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. You're there? Say amen. So, discernment. Look what the Bible said. Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints of marrow, and is a what? A discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We are to discern through the discerner. The Bible's not asking you to make up an opinion about a situation. It is telling you to discern through the discerner. That's what the Bible says. It says that the Word of God is quick and powerful. It said it is the discerner. Yes. This is the decision maker. Our discernment is through the discerner. We make a decision about what's going on out there through the lens of this book. We're not told to have an opinion about it. We're not told to make an assumption about it. We're told to discern through the discerner, which is this book. Is everybody okay? We discern through the discerner. It's not about your opinion or how you feel. We never make a decision about what we feel. Well, you don't know what I felt. I promise, I believe that you felt something. I'm not discrediting that you felt something, but if it's not scriptural, it wasn't the Holy Spirit. And the Antichrist, the angel of light, can make you feel all kind of things. Brother Stephen talked this morning at the gas station about the oldie goldie songs that come on. Sometimes when people go to the gas pump and they hear that, they start to feel something. Right? It's a feeling. It's a feeling of excitement. There's some music that moves people. There's an adventure that moves people. You can have all these feelings. There's all kinds of things that can create feelings. But your feelings will deceive you. Now listen, if it's of God and the Holy Spirit and it matches up with Scripture, praise the Lord. I love it when God moves in His people in the midst. I love it when we can feel the Holy Spirit of God. A discerner. It's not an opinion or a feeling. We discern through Scripture. There's too many people today making judgments, and they're making discern decisions based off of their feelings. And I'm telling you, your feelings will deceive you every single time. I have a lot of verses we're going to cover, and I know every preacher in here and every person that studies the Bible is going to have 100 verses running through their mind that go with what I'm teaching, because there is a lot in here. And by the end of next week, I might get to the one that you're thinking of. Amen. Hang on. And if I don't, there's too many in here to go over. On this subject, there is a ton of verses. And I'm going to give you a lot, so just hang in there. Back in our text in the book of Matthew, if you held your place there, I asked you to. Matthew chapter number 16. Just notice a couple things quickly. And I'm going to start with this verse, and we're just going to work through the Bible and look at this warning about the end time deception when it comes to spiritual things. There's a lot of verses I could read about the wickedness of the days of Noah and the days of Lot and the Sodomites and the killing and the murders. There's a bunch of verses on that, but that's not what I'm interested in. And there may be some sprinkled in some of our text verses, but I want to look at the spiritual deception. It's a dangerous thing, and it's sweeping our country right this very second. It's a dangerous thing. Notice in our text, just a few quick things right here, that these individuals were more interested in the climate than they were spiritual things. They were more interested in the climate than in truth. You can discern the times and the seasons, and you can discern whether or not it's going to rain today or rain tomorrow. I mean, you got all that science and philosophy figured out, climate control, and you're more worried about that in discerning those things than you are truth. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into mysticism. Don't fall into this thing of worshiping stars and astrology and finding out what your zodiac sign is. All that stuff is straight out of hell. A child of God has nothing to do with those things. These people were more interested in that. There's a lot more verses we could read on that. We're not going to, for sake of time. He said in verse number 4, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. You know what a wicked and adulterous generation goes after? They're seeking for that next feeling. They're seeking for that next high. They're seeking for that next experience. You know why Desperation Church is full this morning? Because there's people that are looking for an experience and a high and a feeling. It's no different than smoking marijuana. They're going in looking for that next fix. They're looking for that next experience, that next sign. And guess what? They're going to have it again next week. Now, don't get me wrong. I long for the presence of the Holy Spirit of God to move. But can I tell you something? I was by myself in my office this morning, and I met with God. He's with me. I'm with him. We talked. We cried. We laughed. I had fellowship with him this morning. I don't have to go seek for an experience in order to meet with the creator of the heaven and earth. He lives in me, and I love his being in his presence. There's times, honestly, most of the time when the real presence of God shows up, not one person will be shouting, not one person will be screaming, there won't be no dancing, there won't be no those things. People will be on their face before him in humbleness and brokenness. And that's one thing that you don't see a lot of in these movements. It's all about chasing the next feeling, the next high. As a child of God, we don't seek out signs, we seek Scripture. That's what we do. We seek Scripture. Scripture will help us know how we ought to feel. It'll help us know what we ought to think. The Bible said in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? Look at Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter 7 verse 1 is some people's favorite verse in the whole world. Maybe even some sitting in here today, this is your favorite verse. It's your favorite verse because you can justify your sin all day long with this verse. Matthew chapter 7 verse 1, judge not that ye be not judged. I'm not going to preach on that. There's no time. Look at verse number 20. Look at verse number 20. It's amazing that he starts off with this chapter with judge not lest you be judged. And everybody knows that verse, but they stop reading. Because he's going to go on to tell you as a child of God to inspect fruit. He's going to go on to tell you to make some judgments. Dad preaches a good message. I think he's done it here before on 7 rules of judging or 10 or how many ever he has. Rules of judging. The Bible says there's rules for judging. One of them is don't do the thing you're judging. I mean, it's pretty simple, but he goes on here, all right? Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Listen, I'm going to start mentioning this college by name and some of the other ones, and don't get upset. I'm just trying to show you Scripture. You shall know them by the... Tell me one person that got born again by the Spirit of God through the Asbury Revival. Have you heard one testimony of anybody that said, I was born again, my destination was hell, and now it's heaven? I've not heard one testimony. Now listen, I pray people got saved. I do. But have you heard one testimony? Judging by their fruits. Did the liquor store in Asbury close down? Was that in the news? Is any of the liquor stores and the adult entertainment down in downtown Birmingham around Sanford, any of that closed down this past week? Read about real revivals through history. Read about real revivals in the Bible. Real revival things closed down. People's eternity changed. Is it of God? Well, they're good people. I'm not saying they aren't good people. They felt something. I'm not saying they didn't feel anything. They meant well. I'm not saying they didn't mean well. I'm saying if it's not of Scripture, it's not of God. And I'm about to show you verses where Jesus Christ and God, through the Holy Spirit in this book, told us what's happening right now is going to happen before He comes back. That's what I'm showing you in Scripture. So don't fall for it. You say, I already fell for it. It's okay. A lot of people have. But once you see the light of Scripture, then understand. Understand. If it's not of Scripture, it's not of God. God's not going to go against His book. And that's the message next week. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Watch it. Not everyone that saith unto me. But preacher, they're doing it in Jesus' name. Look what the Bible says. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But they did it in Jesus' name. They said Jesus 500 times. Guess what? If they've never been truly born again, they're going to bust hell wide open. Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many, watch it, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in thy name? I mean, how many times have you heard Jesus over the last couple weeks on the news and on Fox News and on all the other news outlets talking about the revivals? Many will say, we've prophesied in your name. Keep reading. And in thy name have cast out devils. Who has seen the video of the woman cast the devil out of a woman in the Asbury revival? There's a video online. You say, well, I saw what happened. There's people first-hand encounter. They were there. I saw what I saw. I felt what I felt. The devil will give you whatever you need to make you think this is of God. He is the Antichrist. There's a woman that cast out a devil out of the other woman. And you know what? Maybe that happened. Don't look at me funny. In the Old Testament, whenever Moses and Aaron threw down the rod, it turned into a snake. And the astrologers and the magicians of Pharaoh threw down the thing, it turned into a snake too. The devil has more power than you give him credit for. He could have easily possessed that girl and easily shot up out of her when they cast out that demon just so he could deceive everybody sitting in that room. Read what the scripture says. Have not we prophesied? In thy name have we cast out devils? In thy name have we done many wonderful works? Have we done many wonderful works? Here are some direct quotes from the Asbury Revival. Lots of people are repenting of homophobia and transphobia. Repenting of that? Has any sodomite... Listen, that was a direct quote. The Bible word is sodomite, and you cannot find it in NIV. You can't find it in other Bible versions. They take that word out, but that's the Bible word for it. Has one sodomite repented of being a sodomite? No, at the Asbury Revival, everybody's repenting of preaching against sodomy. Huh. I guess it took until the Asbury outpouring for some people to realize that gay people are in their churches, their pews, their choirs, their worship teams, their prayer groups, their youth groups, their seminaries, and all that. Did you know POC, which means person of color, women, and queer students have been leading worship all 8 days of Asbury Revival? Oh, they're bragging about it. Christ said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Not if the sodomites be lifted up, we'll all repent of being against the sodomites. I told you this wasn't popular and it wouldn't go over that well. It doesn't. This is what the Bible says. I'm telling you right now, if it's not scripture, it's not of God. And if the results of the Asbury Revival are people saying, I'm sorry that I preached against sodomy and against sin, then it's not of God. God did not change his mind over that. He destroyed an entire city over that sin. I'm not going to let a pervert come in here and teach our children. It's not happening. I'm not repenting over it. It's not happening. And you need to thank God that I'm not going to let it happen. But Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We did many wonderful works in your name. Verse number 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we not cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works. Look what Jesus Christ says, and then will I profess unto them. What does the Bible say? I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. But it was in Jesus' name. But they cast out devils. But they prophesied. They did wonderful works. I never knew you. Depart from me. I was talking to my dad earlier this week, and he brought up this verse. I said, it's already in the message. Y'all know Dad, he's going to make, we got all the verses we need in the message, amen. He brought it up. He said, I've always known this verse, I've always read it, and I agree with what he said. He said, I never knew how this was going to be possible. Like, I mean, you read it all these years, you know, you go through this stuff, you say, how is it many people are going to do this? In Jesus' name, I mean, it just blows my mind. But we're used to the wickedness, but we're not used to people that say they're Christians getting involved with this stuff. But it's happening right now. It's happening at Desperation Church in Coleman. If you get upset about me calling the names out, I got a verse for that too. It's happened at Asbury University. It's happened at Stanford University. It's happened at Cedarville University. I could go on and on and on, and it's the same spirit. And it's not of God. Jesus Christ dealt with this deception during His earthly ministry. That's what we're reading right here. There's many other verses, not time. Guess what, church? In the church age, we're dealing with the same spirit. Romans chapter 1. You say, well, that was during Christ's earthly ministry. That's not today. Well, let's go to the Apostle Paul, our apostle, and look at what he has to say, Romans chapter 1. Y'all aren't listening quick enough. I gotta hurry. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. At this point, I'm going to read verses and let the Bible speak, all right? Let's try to work through this. There's so many things that could be preached on here. Romans chapter 1, when you're there, say amen. Yes. All right, verse number 18 and 19. Romans 1, 18 and 19. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all what? Ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Well, preacher, so-and-so pastor over here who I look up to is praising the revival. He's wrong. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I got up right now and praised it and said, what's going on there is of God. If it's against Scripture, it's not. Yea, let God be true and every single man and grandmother and grandpa and aunt and uncle a liar. Look at verse number 21. This is warning of the last days. This is warning of what's going on. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, it became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You all know this passage. Changed the glory of God, the glory of the uncorruptible God, into an image made like a corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Watch it. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. You know what's happening right now? This message I'm preaching, somebody's going to hear it, whether in here or somewhere else, and they're going to say something against it because what they felt. Because you don't know. You just don't understand what I felt. The devil will give you the warm fuzzies every time. You don't know what I felt. There's no time to go over the rest of this passage, but we're dealing with all things we deal with in society right now. Backbiters, haters of God. That's not what I'm preaching about. I'm preaching about the ones that take the truth of God and turn it into a lie in deception. That's what I'm talking about. Look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy, while you're turning there, listen to this verse. You're going to 1 Timothy 4. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The Bible warns us in Isaiah chapter 5, be careful. Be careful when people say good is evil and evil is good. Oh, but everybody's repenting because of where they stood on sodomy. You know what they're saying? Those people that actually believe that it was a sin, they're repenting that they believe this book. Good for evil, evil for good. Beware of that. Beware of it. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. And again, I'm not going to finish. We're going to pick it up next week, so don't get too nervous. I'm not going to preach 2 more hours. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse number 1. You there? Say amen. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Brother Stephen, the Spirit speaks. Isn't that good? That's what he taught this morning. The Spirit speaks. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. There are churches, Baptist churches, that loaded up a school bus and took them to Asbury Revival so they could get in on it. Oh, wait a minute. The Bible said that would happen. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. What I'm surprised by the people that should know better, but they refuse. They refuse to acknowledge it. Who knowing the judgment of God, not only do it, but take pleasure And those, that's Romans chapter 1, the last verse. That's what bothers me. The people that know God and know the Bible, but they're still accepting of all these things that's going on. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. I am not denying that there's not a spiritual event taking place across this country. I'm not. It is very spiritual. It's not the right spirit. Don't forget, the devil is the angel of light. He is the Antichrist. Now, there's people that worship Satan. We know what they're doing. It's the people that look like Christians, say they're Christians, say they're Bible believers, that are going against the Bible that this is warning us about. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You want me to tell you what's going on in this country? Every demon of hell has been released on this country. The people that hate God, they're now worshiping Satan and they love Sam Smith. You don't know who that is? Don't worry about it. Don't look it up. Cardi B, all these artists, they're flocking to them. They love that. They hate God. Everybody knows they hate God. And for all the people that try to go to church and try to live a Christian life that are naive and they don't read their Bible, the devil's given them exactly what they're looking for. And that's a feeling, an experience that's not scriptural. Look at verse number 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This is warning. Forbidding to marry, commanding, hey, forbidding to marry. I'm telling you right now, it is popular for young people to live together and not get married. We used to call that shacking up. And now it's just a popular thing. We're not going to get married. We're going to have two or three husbands, two or three wives. I mean, it's like a social media fad. End times, that's what the Bible tells us will happen. Commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them. Watch it, which believe and know what? Talking about a great deception of people that should know better. Look at chapter 2, verse number 15 of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Quickly, let me give you the rest of these verses. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Christ dealt with the deception in his day. And I'm telling you what, church, we've been warned that the deception's coming to our day. And it's here. I'm telling you it's here right now. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the precursor to what he's about to tell you. And I'm going to use this verse again next week in the message I'm going to use. Study to show you. You know what? This is the discerner. So you better know what the Bible says. How do you feel about what's going on at Sanford or at Asbury or at Cedarville or, Desperation Church scheduled a revival. How do you do that? I mean, at least it was spontaneous, whatever happened up there. I don't know how you schedule something. A schedule, a move of God. You don't schedule nothing. Brother Stephen talked about this morning. The Holy Spirit does what He wants to do in the right setting with the right book. Verse number 15, chapter 2. We study. But look what it said, verse 16. But shun profane and vain babblings. They're falling out up there speaking in tongues. That's vain babblings. That's what that is. Vain babblings. For they will increase unto more what? If you're promoting homosexuality and sodomy, what you're doing is increasing more ungodliness away from God. Look at the verse number 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have what? Erred. Now their error was saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. You know what's going on up in Asbury and all these places? They're overthrowing the faith of some. That's what's same thing took place here. It's being that they're warning against these things. Lewis says in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Aren't you thankful for that? No matter what they're doing, the foundation of the Lord of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from what? If you know Christ, depart from that stuff. You know it's not scriptural. You know it's not biblical. Depart from it. I'm not saying you have to get on social media and blast it. What I'm saying is just don't have anything to do with it. I'm not for going on there and absolutely blasting everything. I mean, you're not winning anybody to Christ doing that. You're really not. Listen, if God called you to that ministry, then God bless you. Have a good time. Not me. I'm to warn the church about it. I'm not going to go out there and hold signs and protest. Why would I do that? They're fulfilling end time prophecy. You know what I ought to do? I ought to see what's going on. And let me say, anytime Fox News and CNN and all these news outlets are advertising for it, it's not of God. It's not of God. But whenever I see those things, you know what I ought to do? My heart ought to break towards those people that are being deceived. And it ought to have some rejoicing because Christ is coming back very soon. Why? Because they're fulfilling prophecy. They're fulfilling prophecy. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also in the what days? The last days, perilous times will come. I'm not going to go through and read all these. This is the things we're dealing with. There's not time to go over all this. You can read all this stuff. Look at verse number 5. Having a form of what? Godliness. Looks like it, but denying the power. What's the power of this book? For the word of God is quick and what, church? Powerful. There's a form of godliness, but they're denying the power. It's not of God. Not scripture, not of God. Look at chapter 4, verse 1. All right, I'm sorry. Look down here, verse number 12 of chapter 3. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But what? Evil men and seducers. This is a spirit. Seducers shall what? Wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being what? This is what is happening right now. Can I say this? That if you have a deceiver, which is Satan, and a deceitful heart, which every one of us have, that's a recipe for great deception. You know why people are flocking to it and they're going to it? Because they're not grounded in their Bible and they're being deceived. And every one of them have the right intentions in their mind. The Bible warns about these things, church. Look at Titus chapter 1. Look at verse number 9. We're just walking through here looking. Just give me a couple more minutes. I'll be finished. Titus chapter 1 verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by what? Sound doctrine. That's what we're looking at, the Bible this morning, both to exhort and to convince the what? This is what I'm doing. Trying to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and what? Deceivers. Especially they of the circumcision. Look at verse 11. Whose mouths must be stopped. Who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for what? Filthy lucre's sake. There's always a dollar behind it somewhere. Look at verse number 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, what? Reprobate. I hate to bust anybody's bubble that still has fuzzy feelings towards it, but this is what's happening. The Bible told us this would happen, and that's exactly what is happening. Fast forward to the tribulation. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. Christ's day, deception. Our day, deception. Fast forward to the tribulation time period, there's going to be a great deception. 2 Peter chapter 2. And I've skipped through some of this. There's probably some verses I probably should have hit. I may go back in just a second and look at one more. 2 Peter chapter 2. Look what Peter is, the time frame of this book. I know there's spiritual application we can take, but it's dealing with the tribulation time period. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1. But there were false what? Is anybody else there? But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. All right, this is a warning. So don't just, every person that comes along, I've heard this said for years and years and years. Dad said it again the other day. You could tie a Bible to a dog and run him through a church, and there'll be people follow him out the door to go start a church. It's true. Well, you don't know what I felt. You don't know how that dog spoke to me. You just don't understand what I felt when I looked into his eyes. So it must be of God. No, I'm sorry. You have a deceitful heart, and it was deceived. I don't care what you felt, what your opinion, you got deceived. And listen, if that happened, it happens to everybody. And it's just how far you fall into that deception before, thankfully, this book will pull you back up on solid ground and say, hey, get your mind straight again and know this is not of God. Stay with God. It's not popular. In the end days, it said, yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. No, it's not popular. But stay with God anyway. You'll be glad you did. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, there is talking about bringing damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. This is all the things that are going to happen in the tribulation. Bring this on swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be what? Evil spoken of. This preaching this morning is, I'm telling you, it's evil spoken of. For some of you that have used social media to speak out against what's going on, you were attacked for it, I promise you. You were attacked for speaking truth. And you were the one that was called to be of the devil. It was warned about. Verse number 3, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Couple more. Listen, I could go on and on and on with Scripture on this subject. Deception in Christ's day, deception in the church age, deception in the tribulation, and we're right on the verge of the tribulation, so this stuff's going to get worse. What's happened in the last few weeks of this revival thing, it is going to be magnified all around the world. Just, I'm telling you, hang on. When you see a month from now that a whole state is having 24/7 revival, I'm telling you, this thing's going to be magnified. Satan worship's going to grow, and this false antichrist thing's going to grow. One day, a man's going to show up on the scene, and he's going to make peace between both of them. And even the elect, I'm going to look at that verse in a second, will be deceived. His own people, and you think if they can be deceived, have you ever tried to deceive a Jew? You can't outsmart him. You can't outthink him. He's going to get your money in your pocket, even if you say no. He's going to find a way to get it. He's going to be deceived by the Antichrist. You think we're any better? No. Absolutely not. Where did I tell you to turn? All right, first off, one. Beloved, believe not every what? But preacher, you don't know what I felt. You don't know the spirit that was there. The Bible says, but try the spirits, whether they are what? Of God. How do I do that? By the discerner. By the discerner. That's how I'm going to try the Spirit. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Now this is dealing with a tribulation problem that they're going to have. You know why? Because the people that accept the Antichrist are the ones that said that the Messiah never came to earth. That's what this is dealing with. Most people today believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They've never trusted Him as their personal Savior. In the tribulation, there's going to be people that said that Jesus that came and walked on this earth, that wasn't the Christ. This is the Antichrist. Look what the Bible said. Look at the Spirit. This is the Spirit that's working today in preparation for the tribulation. The Bible said, verse 3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. These are the people that do not believe that Christ was the Messiah during the tribulation. And this is that spirit of what? and to Christ, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it. Where is it, church? It never left. When Judas Iscariot was possessed of Satan back in Jesus' day, it has never left. The spirit of the Antichrist has worked in every age, every year, every day since then. So you mean to tell me it's not working today? It's on pause? No, Paul told us over and over and over again, be careful, seducing spirits, deceivers, being deceived. We just read a bunch of verses. There's more verses we can read. You know what he said? The spirit of the Antichrist is working in the world. And John's right here writing to the tribulation saints. And he's going to say, hey, he's in the world. You've been reading about it. You've heard about it. And church, it's my job as a pastor to tell you, and I don't know if I've ever done it in this setting before, but I'm telling you, don't be deceived. Don't you say, you have all the... No, that's why I've tried to give you so many verses this morning that'll spin your head. Some people, it's more Bible than you've gotten all year long so far. But I want to show you verse after verse after verse. Look at... I could keep reading here, but let's move on. 2 John chapter 7. I just got three more passages and we're done. 2 John chapter 7. No, 2 John verse 7. There's only one chapter. Now, for sake of time, I want to read this whole letter. I want to read this whole letter, but it's only 13 verses. Go read it. Later on, go read it. Don't read it right now. Later on, go read it. Look at verse number 7. For many what? Deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is coming. Again, this is tribulation reference. It's not talking about today. This is a deceiver and a what? Antichrist. What I want to get you to see is he's working in the world right now, and he's going to keep working in the tribulation. And many people will be deceived. Look at verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Church, we are not to encourage what's going on that's against the Scripture. Listen, if they got up and everything they did was scriptural, I would be all in. I'm not against those people. I'm against the deceiver. I'm against Satan. I'm against people being deceived and will die and go to hell because they're believing a false gospel. They're believing a humanistic gospel. One of feelings and feel good. The devil did the same thing to Eve. He's still doing it today. It'll make you as gods, knowing good and evil. It'll make you feel good about yourself. He's preaching the same thing today. That's what I'm against. And if you know people that are all head in on that kind of stuff, hey, just pray for them. Try to love them. Try to show them scripture if they'll let you. But they're being deceived. And I promise you, there's people going to die and go straight to hell out of those revivals because they had an experience and a feeling and a spirit that they interpreted as being of God, but they didn't discern through the discerner and they made a big mistake. Don't make that mistake. Look at Jude. Jude, verse number 4. There's so many verses in these passages. We're talking about the tribulation saints here. The warning against them. We had warning in Christ's day, warning in the church age, warning during the tribulation. Jude chapter 1, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares. You know what that means? It means we got creeps. And they're creeping into churches, and they're creeping into your social media, and they're creeping into your home, and they're creeping into your television. It's just a bunch of creeps. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, denying the Lord, the only Lord God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Last place, go to Matthew 24 and I'm finished. And I'm going to pick this subject up next week. Maybe one verse I look at again out of the ones we just did, just so I could pull something else out of the text. Today, we're looking at discerning deception. Next week, I want to look at discerning through Scripture. And I'm going to use a bunch of different verses, and we're going to go through here, discerning through Scripture. I told you that's what we need to do. I want to show you how to do it next week. Lord willing. Nobody's excited about it, but I am. I'll study it and preach it and be excited. All right. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 23. Watch it. Matthew 24, 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe him not. Look, Christ is at Asbury. Christ is at Samford. Christ is at Cedarville. Look! Believe him not. Isn't that what the verse says? That's what I see. There, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise what? False Christ and false prophet. Listen, church, these are people that claim to be Christians. They carry Bibles. They go to churches. They have pastors. I've preached here many a times. The devil has a church. The devil has pastors. The devil has Bibles. He is an antichrist. He has his own music. He'll give you whatever you need to deceive you. He is a deceiver. Verse number 24, for there shall arise false Christ, false prophets shall show great what? What were they looking for in chapter 16? Show us a sign, Lord. And wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very what? Behold, I have told you before. That's a short verse. Imagine Jesus saying, I've already told you this. I have told you before. Verse 26, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert. I'm picturing this. Go not forth. But he's there and he's here and he's in the desert and he's here. He said, don't go. He is in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers. What does it say? Believe it not. You can go on and read the rest of that passage later. But Matthew chapter 24 tells us the signs before Christ's return and they go into the tribulation. And I'm telling you, church, that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening right now. A couple things. One, you need to pray and seek Scripture on everything you hear. I'm getting ahead of myself for next week's message, but that's exactly what I'm preaching on. All right? That's one. And number two, you need to pray for those others that are out there. If you see something, check Scripture and pray about it. And we need to pray and we need to win people to Christ. Don't be deceived. I'm telling you, if you're chasing a feeling, he'll give you a feeling. If you had a true encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, it will change your life. Ask Jacob. He started walking a little different. If you have a true revival, and listen, we've had the move of God in our services and it's helped people's lives. It won't just be a one-time thing. It'll change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, but all things are become new. You're not going to enjoy the simple things you did before. You're going to have a desire to read your Bible, to pray. Now listen, even saved people can be deceived if they don't let this book be the discerner. And that's why I started off the message by saying, I'm not mad, I'm not upset, I'm not trying to make you mad. If you saw that stuff and said, man, that's neat. But I want to tell you, I'm warning you as a pastor and through this book, don't be deceived by what's going on. And as I said, if everything they did was scriptural, I would have to get on board with it because I'm not God. I mean, this is his book. I would love to see a move of God. But that's a move in a different direction, church. And if it's not of God, it's of another spirit. And the devil will let you feel whatever you want to feel, if that's what you want. But after that feeling, did you want to quit your sin? Was your heart absolutely broken over the sin in your life? Did you have a strong desire to repent of who you are? You say, I'm saved. I understand. But I'm telling you, a true move of God, we will humble ourselves before him. We'll see him for who he is. We'll see who we are. Realize we're undeserving and thank him for his mercy and grace. And we're going to get up and have a desire to quit that sin. We're going to have a desire to quit the way that we're acting. And we're going to want to cling to Him. We're going to want to fellowship with Him. Is it of God? Discerning the deception. Church, we need to be careful with these things. Let's all stand. I'm not going to give an invitation. We're just going to go ahead and pray and be dismissed. I pray this was a help to the church. I pray that it was encouraging. And I hope that it gives you a burden to pray for others. Listen, if at any point during this time you said, man, that's neat, that's great, what's going on? Listen, I'll just talk to God about it. Amen. Don't go against this book. Don't go against this book.
Brother Jeff, will you close us in a word of prayer?